Okay, good morning and a good chaydash, everybody. Today's daf is Vachem Daf Lamed Tes. We are holding on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis about 10 or 11 lines from the end of the page. We are at Amar Rav Papa Mina Aminala. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom, the Neshama Shetav and Aliyah. It is also sponsored by Mark Goldstein for Refuah Shleima for Ben Ezra Septi Ben Rina and Aliza Margalit Bas Shena Raya, who had surgery yesterday. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was a happy surgery, so tiskel mitzvos, and they should both have a refuah shalema. And it is also sponsored by the Gross family, Lizecher Nishmas Chana Leia Bas Moshe Tzvi, Rav Moshe Yehuda Ben Rav Nachum, Chaya Leia Bas Naftali Hertzka, and Tzvi Menachem Ben Shmayahu. They should, all the Neshama Shavna Leia. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is the following. We had left off yesterday with Rav Papa giving us a whole list of halachos that the last three matnos dam of a carbon chatos were similar to the original matnos dam, and a whole list of halachos in which the last three matnos dam were similar to the shirayim that you pour into the yisod of the mizbeach, not similar to the original matnos dam. So the Gemara is going to zero in on one of those dinim, and that is the din that it requires kibbutz, that there's a din that if dam of a carbon gets on the big day kuhuna, it requires kibbutz begadim. So Rav Papa had said that is even true of the other three matnas dam, meaning you already did the one matnas dam that's ma'akev, and you have three more to do, and some of that dam gets on the big day kuhuna, you need to do kibbutz begadim. So the Gemara is going to spend a lot of time, half the daf, on where is the source for Rav Papa. How does Rav Papa know that to be the case? The Gemara is going to question that source, it's going to push back a few times, and ultimately arrive at some conclusion for what Rav Papa's source is. That will take us all the way to the two dots on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what's the source that all of the matanos dam that they do on the Mizbeach HaPnimi are Ma'akev. Meaning we had a whole discussion about the Mizbeach HaChitzon, where we said only one matnas dam is Ma'akev. That according to Beis Hillel at least, regardless of whether it's Karban Chatos or any of the other Karbanos, no matter how many matnas dam we suggest as a mitzvah, as a lechatchila, only one is Ma'akev. In order to get Kapari, you only need to do one, but on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, those Karbanos that required Matnas Dam, on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, every single one of those Matnas Dam are Ma'akev. You don't get any Kapara unless you do all of those Matnas Dam. So how do we know that? Where does that come from? And the Gemara is going to tell us a number of other drushos that we derive from that very same pasuk, and it's going to teach us which elements of the Karbanos that are brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi are Ma'akev, and which elements of those Karbanos are not Ma'akev, and that will bring us all the way to the end of the daf. So let's begin again about 10 or 11 lines before the end of the page on Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Samra Papa Mina Aminola. How do I know this din that the dam of the last three matanos hadam of the Karban Chatos requires kibbutz? Now, the Karen Ora points out, Rav Papa just taught us six different dinim, and he only says Mina Aminola about the din of kibbutz? What about the din of, what did he say, Chutz and Laila and Zarus, more than six different, and Klishares and Karen and Etzba, Shirayim. What about and Misa and Mepigal? And there are a million different dinim Rav Papa just taught me. So he only wants to tell me Mina Aminala about one of these dinim, that the dam of the Shalosh Matanos, if it gets on the big day kuna, that it requires kibbutz. So the Karen Ora explains the rest of the dinim he didn't need to tell me because it's all a svara. That it's the rest of the dinim he didn't need to tell me because there's no svara lahepach. When it comes to the matnos dam, I would have thought that svara nosenes, that it should not require kibbutz because the kapara is already over with the matana rishona. So you need a raya that this is going to require kibbutz. Since the kapara is already over, you already achieved the kapara. So why should the rest of the dam require kibbutz? The rest of the dinim were not counterintuitive. This din is counterintuitive. And that's why Rav Papa has to say, mina aminala, that even though you already got your kapara, so still, whatever dam you have left, if it gets on the Bigdei Kuna, is going to require Kibbutz Begadim. So where does he know it from? Ditnan, a Mishnah that we're going to have much later in the Masechta. Nitas minat savar ala beged. If some dam goes straight from the animal's neck directly onto the beged, meaning you never had Kabbalah Bekli Shares, you never did a Kabbalah dam, went straight from the animal's neck onto the Bigdei Kuna, ain't no totem Kibbutz. That does not require Kibbutz, because the Gemara is going to darshan, since the Pasuk says, Vasher yazim midama, so Asher Yizor, Asher Yaza teaches us that it has to be dam that's already ra'ui lahaza'a, dam that at this stage right now is ready to be placed on the Mizbeach. But if it's coming straight from the neck of the animal, it's not yet ra'ui lahaza'a, it needs to first have a Kabbalah b'kli shares in order to be ra'ui lahaza'a. So we see that dam that comes straight from the neck of the animal, if it gets on the beged of the Kohen, does not require Kibbutz. Mina keren umina yisod ain't no totem kibbutz. Likewise, if the dam came from the keren of the mizbeach, meaning you already did the matnas dam on the keren of mizbeach, and then that dam got on the big day kuna, or you already were shofech the shirayim into the yisod of the mizbeach, the leftover dam into the yisod of the mizbeach, and then somehow it got onto the big day kuna, that also does not require kibbutz, because then it's not asher yaza, which implies that it's omid lahaza'a, that it's meant to be sprinkled on the mizbeach. It's already done. It's already nasis mitzvaso. It already is huza. It's not yaze in the future. It's huza in the past. It already has been placed on the mizbeach. Now, from the fact that the Mishnah says that dam that comes from the keren does not require kibbutz, says Rav Papa, we could be medayik that it's dafka if the dam comes after it was already put on the keren, the beged does not require kibbutz. Hamina ra'ui lekeren. But any dam that you are supposed to, whether you absolutely must or not, but any dam that you are still supposed to place on the keren, namely the other three matnas dam, after you did one of the matnas dam, you have three more to go. The one is makev kapara, but three more to go, the mitzvah. So dam that you're supposed to put on the keren, ton kibbutz, that's going to require kibbutz. So very simply, Rav Papa says, how do I know that the once you did one matnas dam, the dam that's omeid for the other three matnas dam will require kibbutz? Because the pasuk says that once the dam is on the keren, it no longer requires kibbutz, implying that up until that point, it does require kibbutz. That up until it goes on the keren, when it's still omeid the keren, it will require kibbutz. So ask the Gemara, if that's your diuk, ulitaymeich, you want to be medayik from the Mishnah, that only the dam that's already on the keren doesn't require kibbutz, but dam that is meant for the keren, that is destined for the keren, does require kibbutz, well then what are you going to do with the seifa? Because the seifa says, min ha-yesod eino ton kibbutz. If dam comes from the yesod of the mizbeach, it does not require kibbutz. So we should be medayek, min ha-ra'u li-yesod. But if the dam would have gotten on the beged from before it's on the yisod, but when it was ra'ui to be poured into the yisod, so ta'un kibbutz, that will require kibbutz. But that's not true, because asher yisak siv, from that pasuk we learn that dam that needs haza'a on the mizbeach, prat l'zeh shekvar huza, as opposed to dam that you're ready to pour into the yisod, that means you already did all the matnos dam, so that should not require kibbutz. So if you're going to make your diuk, then your diuk would lead you to in the seifa to say that even after you already did all the matnos dam, that the dam should still require kibbutz, because it hasn't yet been poured in the yisod. And we said only dam from the yisod that's already been poured in the yisod is eino tam kibbutz, implying that when it's destined for the yisod, it still will require kibbutz. Now, the way Rashi learns is that the next line is not an answer to the question. Meaning, the way Tosfos learns, that's the question. The Gemara just asked in Rav Papa, your diuk doesn't make sense, because if you make that same diuk, it's not going to fit with the seifa, and then the next line is going to be an answer to the question. But we're going to learn like Rashi, where Rashi learns that the next line of the Gemara is a hemsheikh of the question. It's a little bit of a complicated sugya. So it's a hemsheikh of the question. So Hamani Rabbi Nechemya, who's the Tana that holds that the Dam HaShirayim also requires kibbutz, the Dam that is not yet poured into the Yisod HaMizbeach, but is destined for the Yisod HaMizbeach, requires kibbutz. That's Rabbi Nechemiah, that we find Rabbi Nechemiah holds such a shita. It's an unusual shita, but according to Rabbi Nechemiah, dam that's ra'ui li yisod is also called asher yiza alav. Asher yiza alav doesn't only mean that you're going to do the matnos dam, it also means you're going to do the shiare adam. That dam which is still destined for something on the mizbeach, whether it be the matnos dam or whether it be the shvicha shirayim, that's all included in the dam that requires kibbutz. But that's just Rabbi Nechemiah's shita. The Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Nechemiah. They hold that the dam ashirayim does not require kibbutz. So mistama, they also hold that the dam of the last three matnos dam don't require kibbutz. Meaning Rabbi Nechemiah holds up until the very, very end, and the dam is going to require kibbutz. Only once it's already been placed in the yisod, the shvicha shirayim in the yisod, only then you're done, nas mitzvaso, it's not dam anymore, you're not going to require kibbutz. But the Rabbanan who disagree probably hold that as soon as you have kapara, you no longer require kibbutz. So as soon as you did the one matnas dam, you no longer require kibbutz. So where do you, Rav Papa, come in and say that, oh no, if whatever is destined for the yisod, that will not require kibbutz, because it's already nas mitzvaso. Oh, but whatever is destined for the other three matnos dam, that will require kibbutz. Where does that shita appear? It's not Rabbi Nechemiah, it's not the Rabbanan, it doesn't fit with anything. So says Gemara, how do I know that Rabbi Nechemiah holds that dam that's meant for the yisod, that the dam ashirayim that's destined for the yisod does require kibbutz? Where does Rabbi Nechemiah say such a thing? Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah much, much later in the Masechta, that Rabbi Nechemiah omer shiyore adam shekriven b'chutz chayiv. Rabbi Nechemiah tells me something else about the dam ashirayim, not about kibbutz, but we assume that the two are related to one another. He says the dam ashirayim, which certainly is not makev kapara, right? You just have to pour it into the yisod of the mizbeach, because it's what's left over after you did the matnas dam. If you take that dam ashirayim and you bring it outside of the azara, you're chayiv kares. Whoa, so he obviously holds that this dam is still very much considered dam that's in the parsha over here, that's in the parsha of Avodah. You're going to be chayiv kares for bringing it out, so it must be a high-level dam over here. So if that's the case, probably it requires kibbutz as well, if it gets on the big day kuhuna. So that's where Rabbi Nechemiah says it. Says Gemara, that doesn't show you that Rabbi Nechemiah holds that it requires kibbutz. Emer d'sham le Rabbi Nechemiah linin hala'a. Maybe when Rabbi Nechemiah says that dam ashirayim really has a full status of dam, that's as far as being makruv b'chutz, being chayiv karis, something doesn't have to be dam in order to be chayiv karis, to be makruv b'chutz. Midave evarim u'pedarim. Evarim and pedarim aren't dam, and you're chayiv for being makruv those b'chutz, linin kibbutz mishamatlei. But in order to be chayiv in kibbutz, it needs to still have the full status of dam. Who says it still has the full status of dam, that it's going to require kibbutz, according to Rabbi Nechemiah? Hence, Gemara in, that we do find that even with regard to kibbutz, Rabbi Nechemiah holds that the dam ashirayim has a full status of dam. Where do we find that Rabbi Nechemiah holds dam ashirayim has a full status of dam? V'hatanya. This v'hatanya is benichusa. We have a brisa that confirms this. That dam matu'unim yisod, the dam ashirayim that needs to be poured into the yisod of the mizbeach, so to unin kibbutz, such dam will require kibbutz. U'machshava mo'el espen. And if at the time that you're shofich the shirayim, at the time that you're pouring the shirayim into the yisod of the mizbeach, you have a machshava of chutz l'zmano, to eat the korban beyond the time that it's allowed to be eaten, that will be mefagel the korban. Meaning the shvicha shirayim, it's reading a lot, it's giving a lot of strength to the shvicha shirayim. That, you know, what we would have thought of as just, so we need somewhere to put this blood, okay, so we'll pour it into the yisod of the mizbeach, because we already did everything. No, this is like an avoda, the shvicha shirayim. So much so, you have machshava during the shvicha shirayim of chutz zmano mefagel the korban va'amal me'en b'chutz. And if you take some of that dam shirayim and you're mali it outside of the azara, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv for akravas chutz, you're going to be chayiv kares v'dam manishpach la'ama. Now the dam of pasul karbanos that gets poured into the drainage system that goes through the azara ain't tunim kibbutz. Okay, that's not dam anymore, the korban's already pasul, you're just getting rid of it. That's where we say, okay, we just need a way to get rid of this dam. So we we pour it into the amet. That doesn't require kibbutz. Vein machshava malzban. And certainly, when you have a machshava of chutzus mano while you're pouring the dam into the ama, that certainly is not going to be mefagel the carbon. Va'malamein b'chutz potter. And if you bring that dam and you bring it outside of the azara, you're potter. It's already nifsal. It's already pasul. So you're not chayven a krav b'chutz on something that has that's not ro'i at all to be brought b'fnim. The achronim asked the kasha that you only pour dam into the ama once it's already nifsal, once the carbon's already nifsal. So why do you have to tell me? Oh, and if you have machshavas chutzus mano, when you're pouring that dam into the ama, it's not going to make it. It's not going to make it pigle. Of course, it doesn't. It doesn't matter whether it makes it pigle or not. The carbon's pasul anyway. The carbon's already pasul. Otherwise, you wouldn't be pouring the dam into the ama. Because what do you do with dam of a carbon that was kosher? Whatever leftover dam, you pour into the yisod. You don't pour into the ama. So the very fact that you're pouring into the ama tells me that it's already pasul. So that's what the achronim explained. Yeah, there's a difference between pasul and pigle. That we're saying that it wouldn't be pigle and that you wouldn't be chayiv kares. And if there's and if we're only pasul, but there's still dam and nefesh left in the behema, you could still go back and be mekabel dam and be mazid on the mizbeach. But if machshava is moelas ben, then the carbon becomes pigle and you cannot go back and receive and get more dam. So, but anyway, what's the Gemara trying to prove over here? We're trying to prove that Rabbi Nechemya, who told me that when you take some of the dam ishirayim and you bring it bachutz, your chayiv kares for doing so, he must also hold that that the dam ishirayim is tolim kibbutz. That if the dam ishirayim, the dam that's meant to be poured in the yisod of the mizbeach, the shiari dam that's poured in the yisod of the mizbeach, gets on big dekuna, that it requires kibbutz. Where do we see that? Because this brisa just told us that the dam that is destined for the yisod of the mizbeach, the dam ashirayim, needs kibbutz. If you have machshava, it could be mefagel, and if you bring it bachutz, you're going to be chayiv. Man shamed le da'amar malamen bachutz chayiv. Who's the only tana we heard of that holds that the dam ashirayim that's brought bachutz that you're chayiv for? Rabbi Nechemyahi. That's Rabbi Nechemya. Vika amar, and in the same brisa, that tana tells us Ta'un kibbutz. So now we have very clear that Rabbi Nechemya holds that the dam ashirayim requires kibbutz. And therefore, our kasha on Rav Papa stands. Again, Rav Papa wanted to say, how do I know that the dam of the Shalosh Matanos requires kibbutz? He said, because I made a diuk. I made a diuk in a Mishnah that the Mishnah says that if the dam comes from the Keren of the Mizbeach, it won't require kibbutz, implying that up until that point, when it's destined for the Keren of the Mizbeach, it will require kibbutz. So the Gemara said, no, that's a bad diuk, because that very same Mishnah said that dam that comes from the yisod of the Mizbeach does not require kibbutz, which implies up until that point, it does require kibbutz. So that's obviously just going like Rabbi Nechemya. But the Rabbanan disagree with that. Only Rabbi Nechemya holds that dam that's destined for the yisod, the dam ashirayim, requires kibbutz. And we've proven that that is in fact the sheet of Rabbi Nechemya. Now, once we mention in the Braisa, that according to Rabbi Nechemya, you can even be mefagel korban at the time of the shvicha shirayim. That when you pour the shiari adam in the yisod and you have machshava chutzus manu, you'll make the korban pigle. So that says the Gemara, what machshava moelas ben? Is that true? Having machshava chutzus manu while you're pouring the leftover the dam after you already got your kapari, you already did all the matnas dam, that's going to be mefagel the korban. Vatanya, but didn't we already learn that yatsu shirayim v'aktar seimurin she'ein makvin as kapara she'ein machshav malas ben, that anything that's not makiv kapara machshav's pigle is not going to have any impact on it, and pouring the shiari adam and burning the emurin are not makiv the kapara, and therefore having a machshav of chutzus mano during those things is not going to impact the kapara. So answers the Gemara kitanya hi b'sholosh matanos shebechatos, when the Braisa says that dam that requires yisod machshava's pigle is gonna be mefagel the korban, it's not talking about the dam ashirayim. It's talking about the last shalosh matanos of the chatas. So therefore, if that's what that means, then the whole brisa, the whole purpose of bringing this brisa just fell by the wayside. We wanted to prove from this brisa that it must be authored by Rabbi Nechemya, and the brisa is telling me that the dam hashirayim requires kibbutz. Now we just said, nah, the brisa is not talking about dam ashirayim. When it says dam yisod, Yisod, it's talking about the actual Matnos Dam on the Karnos HaMizbeach. And that's where you could be Mefagel the Karban, and that's where it's going to require Kibbutz. So it's got nothing to do with Rabbi Nechemiah. So frankly, Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the case, that the Brice is talking about the Sholosh Matanos, how come it calls it Tu'unin Yisod? Le Keren Hasli. It's not Tu'unin Yisod, it goes on the Keren. Meaning, the Brice has started, right? It's the very top of the page of the Brice started. Damim HaTu'unim Yisod. What is the topic of the Brisa? It's the dam that needs the Yisod. What dam needs the Yisod? The Shiurei dam gets poured in the Yisod. And you're telling me something about the three Matnas dam that after you already did the first Matnas dam on one of the Kronos on Mizbeach, it's the other three Matnas dam on the other three Kronos? Why would you call that dam matu'unin Yisod? Says Gemara, Ema nit'anin Yisod. That it means that it's the dam of three Matanos that once you do this, it will now trigger the requirement of Yisod. Meaning not dam that right now the next step is to be placed on the Yisod. No, the dam of the Shalosh Matanos. That when you do the next step, it will now trigger to then put the rest of that dam in the Yisod HaMizbeach. So it's a step earlier. It's the dam that's nitzan in Yisod. So ask the Gemara, but even if you're going to say it's a dam Shalosh Matanos, a machshava ma'alas ben, does having a machshavas pigul while you're doing the Shalosh Matanos after you already got your kapara, you already accomplished Kapar with the first matana, a machsheves pigul is going to be mefagel such a karban ha'amrit. But wait, didn't we say that the dam yesterday? We said that the dam shalosh matanos lo sharia. It's not matir the meat to be of the carbon to be eaten. You already accomplished that with the first matnas dam velo mefagla. And having machsheves pigul on the three matnas dam is not going to be mefagel the carbon because only the first matnas dam is so highly sensitive that it's going to be mefagel the carbon. And if you bring it into the Eichel, it's not going to be possible. If you do the first Matana, Matnas Dam and the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and you bring the rest into the Eichel, it does not become possible like a regular Chatas that the Dam is brought Bifnim, because it's already too late. You already got your Kapar Kisofan, just like the Din of Dam HaShiraim. So you see that the Dam of the Shalosh Matanos is not Mefagel the Karban. So what's this Brisa talking about? Meaning we've gone from explaining that this Brisa is talking about the dam that gets poured into the Yisod of the Mizbeach, to say, no, we're not up to that. This Brisa is talking about the dam of the Shalosh Matanos, the dam that still needs three Matanos. But now we're saying the Brisa doesn't make sense either way. Why on earth should a Machsheves Chutzos Mano be Mefagel the Karban at either of those stages, even if you're going to say it's about the Shalosh Matanos? So, Ela Kitanya Hi B'dam Mapnimim. No, the Brisa is not talking about a Chatos HaChitzon at all. It's not at all what it's talking about. When the Brisa says that it's talking about the Shalosh Matanos of the Chatos that are brought Bifnim, where every single Matnas Dam is Ma'akev. That's a unique characteristic of the Chatos HaPnimios. So when the Brisa says that the Damim that needs to go in the Yisod, that a Machsheves Pigul is going to be Mefagel, that's talking about the Dam HaShiraim, but not the Dam HaShiraim of the Chatos HaChitzonios, it's the Dam HaShiraim of the Chatos HaPnimios. And the Shvichas Dam HaShiraim on the Pnimim is Ma'akev the Kapara, meaning we're going to see in the second half of today's daf, it's fundamentally different when you're talking about Chatos HaPnimios, meaning when you bring a Chatos HaChitzon, as we discussed yesterday, we'll discuss again today, when it comes to Chatos HaChitzon, so you need four Matnas Dam as a mitzvah. How many are Ma'akev? Beis Shammai says two, Beis Hillel says one, but definitely not all of them. That's it. Definitely not all four. When it comes to the Chatos HaPnimios, you need seven plus one and another four. Like, there are lots and lots of Matnas Dam all over the place, and every single one of them is Ma'akev. And even the Shirayim is Ma'akev. All of it is Ma'akev. Oh, so if it's Ma'akev, then it's Mefagel, right? Anything that's Ma'akev the Kapara, if you have a Machshav Chutzos Mano during something that's Ma'akev the Kapara, then it has the ability to be Mefagel. So that's what the Brice is talking about. So says Gemara, if that's what the Brice is talking about, it's talking about the Shiurei Adam of the Chatos HaPnimios, so it's Dafka there that all the three dinim the Brisa mentioned are going to be relevant. That such dam is going to require kibbutz. Such dam, if you have machsheves pigul, it's going to be mefagel. Such dam, if you bring bachutz, you're going to be chayiv. But aval be dam machitzonim, the implication therefore is that any of the dam of the chatos hachitzonim, what would the halacha be? Potter. Then you don't have any of these dinim. Machshev is not going to be mefagel. You're not chayiv for bringing a bachutz, and it will not require kibbutz. So if that's the case, at the Tani Damma Neshbach Na'ama, instead of the Tana to tell me in the Sefer of the Brisa that any dam that gets poured into the Amma, meaning that very Brisa made a contrast. It said, oh, this dam is all very highly sensitive dam, and that's why it has all three of these dinim. You can't bring a bachutz, and you chayv karis if you do, and it's mefagel the carbon if you have a machshav bachutz zmano, it's going to require a kibbutz. Oh, but the dam that you pour into the drainage system, that doesn't have any of those dinim. Why draw the contrast between the chatos, dam of the chatos apnimium and the dam that gets poured into the drain? There's a much closer comparison to make where you could have drawn the same distinction. You could have said that on the one hand you have the dam that's of the chatos apnimium, on the other hand the dam of the chatos achitzonim, of the chatos that are brought on the mizbeach achitzon. At the tani, the dam and the shvachim na'ama, live look l'sibidida. Why don't you make the distinction within the dam itself, the dam akar itself? When do we say that it requires kibbutz and that a machshavas pigul is going to be mefagel and that if you bring a bachutz you're chayiv? That's b'dam ma'pnimim. Aval b'dam ma'chitzonim pater. But when you're dealing with the dam ha'shirayim of the chataos ha'chitzonim, you're going to be pater. So says Mara, Hamani Rabbi Nechemiahi. Who's the Tana of this brisa? It's Rabbi Nechemiah da'amar shiyari adam she'kriven bachutz chayiv. Because Rabbi Nechemiah holds that the shirayim of a dam chataos ha'chitzonim is also subject to that din of hakrava b'chutz being chayiv, so the contrast wouldn't have worked, and that therefore lo masne tas b'tul b'adi tas chiyuve. You wouldn't have been able to say none of these three dinim apply to chatzos hachitzonim. If you're going within the sheet of the rabbanon, yeah, you can make such a contrast. You can say that by the chatzos hapnimios you have all three of these dinim. Bringing a b'chutz is going to make you by the you can have all three of these dinim on the shiyore hadam of the chatzos hapnimios. You'll be able to say that bringing a b'chutz you can be chayiv, and that is going to be mefagel, and that it's going to require kibbutz. But then what are you going to do? You're going to say, as opposed to the shiari dam lechatos hachitzonios, where machshav is not going to be mefagel, fine, that works. Where bringing up, machshav is not going to be mefagel, what was it? Where it's going to not require kibbutz, fine, that works. And then what are you going to say? And we're bringing up bachutz, you're not going to be chayiv? Not true, you're going to be chayiv. So the contrast wouldn't have worked, and therefore we have to jump to say, no, we're going to contrast it instead with the dam that gets poured into the amma. So again, just to quickly chazu the sugya, Rav Papa wanted to prove from this Mishnah that dam of the shalosh matanos, of the last three matanos of chatos achitzona, requires kibbutz. The Gemara said, well, if you're going to make that diuk from the Mishnah, the Seifa has a diuk that would be problematic for you, because the Sefer would then imply, if you make the same diuk in the Sefer, that any dam that's destined for the Yisod HaMizbeach requires kibbutz, and that's only the sheet of Rabbi Nechemiah, that is not the sheet of the Rabbanan. The Gemara then tried to show us, where does Rabbi Nechemiah say that? That the dam HaShirayim requires kibbutz? The Gemara ultimately said, nowhere. We couldn't find anywhere that the dam HaShirayim, according to Rabbi Nechemiah, requires kibbutz. So when the Mishnah therefore says the dam that's mina keren and mina yisod does not require kibbutz, we don't really have a good diuk. It's lav dafka. Even dam that's royal the keren and dam that's royal yisod also does not require kibbutz. So now says the Gemara, so what taka is the source for Rav Papa? Meaning Rav Papa is still in need of a source. Where does he get the idea that the shalosh matnos dam that have not yet been placed on the mizbeach, that if that dam gets on the beged, that it's going to require kibbutz? Ravina amar mina keren mamish mina yisod mina royal yisod. Rav Papa had a good diuk. His diuk was that it says that in the Mishnah that any dam that comes from the keren is not going to require kibbutz, implying that up until that point, when it's destined for the keren, when it's the three matnos dam that are destined for the keren, that will require kibbutz. What did we ask? Ah, by that same token, you're going to have to make a diuk that mina yisod doesn't require kibbutz, but destined for the yisod does require kibbutz, and certainly Rav Papa would not agree to that. So he said, no, you're misunderstanding the phrase mina yisod. Mina yisod doesn't mean dam that's already been placed on the yisod. Mina yisod in Tanu Kibbutz means dam that is destined for the yisod. So when we say mina keren, we mean dam that's already on the keren. When we say mina yisod, we mean dam that is on its way to the yisod, not yet on the yisod. So Amalei Rav Techlifa Bar Gaza, you could predict what the Gemara's question is. Amalei Rav Techlifa Bar Gaza L'Ravina Eimei Idi V'Idi Ro'ohu. It's the same phrase. meaning it's min ha. So why would you say the first min ha means that it's coming from, and the second min ha means that it's going to, that it's going to the yisod? Maybe they both mean that they're both referring to something that is ratwi for the yisod. Neither of them is about that which is already on, or that meaning the first min ha keren means that which is going to the keren. So says Gemara, hai mai. What kind of kasha is that? If you can say that dam that's on the keren already, and dam that's on the yisod already, that meaning if you're going to say that the dam that's ala keren, dam ala yisod, means dam that's going to be placed on the yisod, hashto rotli the keren amrit lo royli yisod mibayin, meaning if dam that is rotli the keren, you're going to tell me that already it does not require kibbutz. That which is rotli the yisod obviously does not require kibbutz. It's at a much later stage. So Ella min hakeren mamish. So it must be that when we say min hakeren, it means the dam that's already been placed on the keren. So such dam doesn't require kibbutz, but dam that's on its way to the keren will require kibbutz. Dam that's destined for the keren will require kibbutz, which includes the last three matnas dam. Min hayisod means min ha-ra'i liyisod. Min hayisod means not dam that's already in the yisod, it's dam that's on its way to the yisod. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us does not require kibbutz, and therefore if Papa has a very good raya from the Mishnah that the dam of the Shalosh Matanos require kibbutz. Period. That's the end of the first sugya. Next sugya. That we then said, that the whole discussion of how many matnas dam are ma'akev and what's only the mitzvah, that's all in the chatos ha-chitonios. By the chatos ha-pnimi and the mizbeach ha-pnimi, everything's ma'akev. All the matnas dam are ma'akev. So Tanu Rabbanu, we have a brisa that gives us the source for this. The pasuk says, va'asa kasharasa. When it talks about the parallel davar shel tzibur, it says you do with it, with the parallel davar shel tzibur, the same exact thing you did with the par kohen ha-mashiach that the Torah had just spoken about previously. So ma ba'lilmod, what's the pasuk telling us? Meaning all of the avodos of the parallel davar shel tzibur are explicit in the psukim. So why would the pasuk tell me, here are all the things you need to do with the parallel davar shel tzibur, and you should do with it exactly what you did with the par kohen ha-mashiach? I see that you should do with it exactly what you do with the par kohen ha-mashiach. The psukim tell me all of these things. So what exactly is it telling me? It tells me to do all these things again because this is a klal gadol by kachim, that when it comes to kachim, you need shana alav akasav la'akev. If the Torah only tells it to you once, then it's just telling you the mitzvah. The Torah needs to tell it to you twice in order to know that it's ma'akev. So it's telling me that every single one of these hazaos is ma'akev. So ein li ala matan sheva. That only teaches me about the seven matanos on the peroches, shema'akvos b'kal makom, that are always going to be ma'akev. We'll see later in the Gemara what that means, that it's ma'akvos b'kal makom. Matan arba minayin. How do I know that the four matnos dam on the kronos hamizbeach are also ma'akev? Tamalomer, kein ye'oseh. So it says kein ye'oseh, so that's shana levakosav la'akev. It's telling me that it's ma'akev. And then we darshan further words in the pasuk. Lapar ze par yom kippurim. When it says lapar, that's teaching me that by the parallel davar shel tzibur, the par yom kippurim is like the parallel davar shel tzibur, that all of its matnos dam are also ma'akev. Right? That by the par yom kippurim, all the matnos dam are going to be ma'akev there as well. It's also chatos ha-pnimios. Kasher asol lapar, when it then says in the pasuk, kasher asol lapar ze par kohen mashiach. That's tell me about the par kohen mashiach, the kohen gadol who's mashuach b'shevin ha-mishkan, that does an avera for which a normal person is chayev chatas. He has to bring a par for that, right? That's psukim in the Torah. So there also all of the matnas dam are ma'akev. And then when it says hachatas, so what sorts of chataos, of other chataos that we haven't already identified, are we going to say that all the matnas dam are ma'akev? Elu si'iri avodos kochavim. That's the din of the Si'irei Avodas Chavim, that if Bezin Paskins about one of the Avodas that you're allowed to do Avodas Zara in that way, and the Tzibur followed that Pesach of Bezin, then they find out that it was a mistake and they weren't not allowed to do that, so they bring a Parla Olena Si'ir L'Chatas. So that's Si'irei Avodas Chavim, where the Pasuk is telling us that it has the same dinim of Parla Mdavar Shel Tzibur, that you need to sprinkle the Dam on the Peroches and on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and that it gets burned burnt chutz l'sholosh machnos, all the same dinim of paral davar shel tzibur. So yachal shani marba, I might think, oh, once I'm being marba, so many other karbanos in these dinim, so I might think af si'irei regalim, the special si'irei regalim are also included, u'si'irei rashi chadashim, and the si'irei rashi chadashim as well should be like the chatos apnimios, that they require hazah b'fnim, that they require sprinkling the dam in the heichal, and that they're burnt chutz l'sholosh machnos. There's a dafyomi coincidence mentioning Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh. Tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says lo. It says kenyasa lo. Lo is a miut. They only do it for these carbonos, for this carbon, but not for something else. What are we being mema'it? The siri rashi chadashim, which do not have the same dinam of chatos apnimios. So says Gemara, okay, I see in these psukim that there are ribuyim, there are miutim. So you chose to include the siri avodah zarah and to exclude the siri regalim and rashi chadashim. Mari isa l'rabel says elu. How did you know which carbonos to include in the parsha, right? To include the Siri Avodah Zarah and to exclude the Siri Regalim, the Siri Rashi Chadashim from the parsha. Maybe you could do the opposite. Maybe you could have said the Siri Rashi Chadashim, Siri Regalim are included in all these dinim and the Siri Avodah Zarah are not. So it says Mara, well, Achar Shariba Akosav Miyet, since there is a Riboy and there is a Miyot, Marba Nias Elu Shemachapar Alaviris Mitzvah Yedua. We want to include a Siri Avodah Zarah in the parsha, because at least that is mechaper for a particular avera that you are aware of. So therefore, it's much more similar to Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur, which is the basis of all of this. Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur, you know what the avera is, you know that it was violated, and this is a carbon that achieves kapara for it. Siri Avodah Chavim is, you know what the avera is, you know that it was violated, and there's a carbon that achieves kapara for it. Siri Rashi Chodesh, not mechaper for any particular avera that you can identify having done at any given point. It's just something you got to bring on Rosh Chodesh. Motzi ani elu shein mechaper alaveiros mitzvah yedua. Siri regalim, Siri Rosh Chodeshim are not mechaper for any given known avera, and therefore it's not similar to Paral Davar Shel Tzibur. Siri regalim and Siri Rosh Chodeshim are they do have kapara powers, but it's mechaper just more generally, meaning it's mechaper for someone who's nichnas l'migdash or someone who eats kachim betumas haguf and just was never aware of it. If you are aware of it, you bring a private carbon. But these are brought as carbonos at Tzibur for people who may have done this and just never had an awareness that they were tameh when they were nichnas l'migdash. They weren't aware before, they weren't aware after, so they just didn't know that they were tameh when they entered the migdash. So the Braisa tells us v'chiper afal pishlo samach, that you get these kaparos even if you don't do smicha. The zakenim don't do the smicha on the paralim davar shel Tzibur. That's not ma'akev the kapara, meaning after we showed from the psukim that all the various hazaos hadam of the chatos apnimios are ma'akev, every single one of those hazaos hadam are ma'akev, the chiper tells me, but kapara's the requirements of kapara are not that you have to do everything. There are certain things that are not ma'akev kapara, such as the smicha that the zikadim do. It's a pasuk in Tov, samchu ziknei edus yideim al rosh apar on the paral davar shel tzibur. So that's not ma'akev the kapara. And v'nislach teaches me that you get the slicha also, you get the kapara also, without doing something else. That there's another thing that's not makiv the kapara, and that is pouring the shirayim into the yisod of the mizbeach hachitzon. That shvichas shirayim is not going to be ma'akev, the kapara either. So Mari Isa, well, how do you know? Vasa Kasharasa tells me lifsal ba'azos, that if you're missing any one of the azos adam, then the carbon is going to be puzzle, and lahachshu b'smicha v'shirayim. But from v'nislach and from v'chiper, we learn that the smicha and the shirayim, that's not going to be ma'akev. Meaning, you had a ribo in the pasuk, you had a miyud in the pasuk. So how did you know which parts of the avoda are yes ma'akev and which parts of the avoda are not ma'akev? Meaning, who told you that smicha is not so important and shvicha shirayim is not so important, but every single one of those hazaos is critical? Mehechitesi. So says Gemara, Amrit posel ba'hazaos shemakvos b'kol makom. More likely that the hazaos are ma'akev because hazaos are always ma'akev. Always ma'akev? We'll discuss that soon. In tomorrow's that. Since they're always ma'akev, generally speaking, azos are ma'akev, so it makes sense that the azos of the chatos apnimios are going to be ma'akev. Machsher ni b'smicha v'shirayim, she'in ma'akvos b'kol makom. But by smicha and shirayim, then that one would be machsher, because it's not ma'akev. This... this din, this idea that that we mentioned, that Rosh Chodesh has, that the Sivri Rosh Chodeshim have kapara powers for things that that you don't know that you did. In the Pnimei Halacha section of the Masifti quotes Rabbi Yehuda ben Yakar, who explains the Gemara in Chulin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he view kapara alai shemi atiti asayareach, that the kapara carbon of Rosh Chodesh is a kapara for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being mema'it the areach, for minimizing the moon. So what does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs kapara? So he says, no, it doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs kapara. He says that what it means is you bring a kapara for things that you did, but you don't know about, that it's a lie, that only I know about, only I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, know about. Meaning you're responsible for it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's you're responsible for, you are the people who pay attention to the moon because you count your chadashim lefi the moon, and it's a lie that I know that you, the moon people, have done certain averos, and that's you need the kapara. And they say that's the basis for Yom Kippur Katan, to fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh, because there are these kapara powers that we need to access on Rosh Chodesh. Okay, we should all have kapara and slicha for everything. Have a great day and good Chodesh.